Please be seated. I'm reading some ancient words for you, to you this morning. They come from the Old Testament book of Jonah. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and 3 nights. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the deep, into the very heart of the seas, and the current swirled about me, and all your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, 'I've been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple.' The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped all around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath me barred me in forever. But you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord." And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words in print and Holy Scripture. We thank you for your word in flesh in Jesus Christ. Speak to us now, Lord, from your written word of your living word. For it's in his name that we do pray it. Amen and amen. At some time in our lives, all of us have found ourselves in a situation that can best and perhaps only be described as a hard spot. A hard spot. I say all of us have found ourselves in those kinds of situations because hard spots come our way regardless of our status in life, our social position, the degrees that we might have, or awards we might have received. They come to us regardless of where we live or indeed the amount of money we might have in our portfolio. Hard spots are a reality of life. Let me clarify what I mean by that phrase, hard spots. A hard spot is when you don't know where you're going, but you know that you don't belong where you are. A hard spot is when everybody has the answer to your question but you. A hard spot is when you know what's right, but you just can't bring yourself to do what's right. A hard spot is when folks know more about your business than you do, and everything that you do finds its way into gossip all over town. In fact, a hard spot is any situation in which the more you talk about it, the worse it gets, and the more you think about it, the more depressed you become. As you read the scriptures, it's clear that many folks in biblical times found themselves in a situation that could best be called a hard spot, a hard spot. Consider Joseph. Joseph's father, Jacob, had 12 sons. Joseph was one of those sons, and he was his father's favorite son, so much so that his father gave him a coat of many colors to denote that specialness that he had for his boy. His 11 brothers hated him for it. They took that coat from him, tore it up, smeared it with blood, and they threw him into a pit. And then they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming by, and they sold their brother to the Ishmaelites. When the Ishmaelites got down to Egypt, they went to the slave market and they sold Joseph there. Potiphar bought him, put Joseph to work in his house. Potiphar's wife took a shine to Joseph, but when Joseph rejected her advances, she accused him of rape, and Joseph found himself in a prison. He thought he'd never get out of that hard spot. Consider Moses. Moses was born in a Jewish ghetto in Egypt. In an effort to save his life, his mother put him in a little basket, set him adrift in the bulrushes along the edge of the Nile River. Pharaoh's daughter found him. She gave Moses back to his mother to nurse and to raise for the first 3 years of his life. And during those years, Moses' mother made sure that he knew his true identity. She made sure that Moses knew that he was at heart a Hebrew. Then she gave her boy back to Pharaoh's daughter. Pharaoh's daughter raised him as an Egyptian prince. But one day Moses saw an Egyptian overseer beating a Hebrew slave, and that true identity, his Hebrew identity, came out in anger, and he killed the Egyptian, buried him in the sand. Then he had to flee for his life. Fled across the Red Sea, fled to the land of Midian. And for the next 40 years, he took care of his father-in-law's sheep. Everything was going okay for Moses, until one day God told him that he had to go back to Egypt. God told him, I want you to confront Pharaoh, and I want you to tell Pharaoh to let all the Israelites go free. It wasn't long after that that Moses found himself leading 2 million Israelites out of freedom in Egypt. But when they got to the Red Sea was boiling in front of them. Looked like there was no way across. There were mountains on both sides, and then they looked back, and behind them, Pharaoh's army and his chariots are coming up hard. Moses was locked in. He was in a hard spot. Consider Job. The Lord told Satan that he'd never seen a man with the faith of a person like Job. But then the bottom dropped out of Job's life. One day his oxen were plowing, and the Sabaeans attacked. They carried off all of his oxen. They killed his servants. Then a fire fell from heaven. The fire fell from heaven, and when it did, it cremated all of his sheep and all of his shepherds. And then the Chaldeans came. They stole his camels and killed the rest of his servants. And then a hot wind came in from the desert, a wind so hot that it killed all of his children. And if that wasn't enough, his wife came to him and told him that he ought to curse God and die. When Job had lost everything he had and everyone he loved, he was in a hard spot. Now, those Old Testament folks found themselves caught between a rock and a hard place. But hard spots didn't just occur in Old Testament times. Some of you know about hard spots as well. Has anybody here ever been in a financial hard spot? I'm talking about when bill collectors have your phone number on speed dial, and most of your mail comes marked past due. Does anybody here know what it is to use new credit cards to pay the minimum on old credit cards that have been maxed out? Anybody here or online ever lived paycheck to paycheck? Some of you know what it is to be in a medical hard spot. You know what it is to have dizzy spells because your blood pressure is too high, and to have fainting spells because your hemoglobin is too low. You know what it is to sit helplessly by and watch your old body break down with the passage of time. You know what it is to have a pregnancy that you had not counted on, or to not have a pregnancy that you had so hoped for. You know what it is when a PET scan result comes back and tells you that your cancer has returned. And you know what it is when doctors tell you there's something terribly wrong with you, but they just can't figure out what it is. Medical hard spots. Now, you may not know about a financial hard spot. Maybe you've never been in a medical hard spot, but I bet there's somebody here or watching online who knows about a marital hot spot. A marital hot spot is when you discover that the person you married has a train load of unexpected baggage. A marital hot spot is when you can be in the same room with your spouse and still be lonesome. A marital hotspot is when separation and divorce appear to be the only way that you can regain your dignity and your sanity. Hard spots. Now, with all that said about hard spots, let's look at today's text. Because if there was ever a person who found himself in a hard spot, it was Jonah. Jonah was a Hebrew prophet some 800 years before the birth of Christ. The scriptures tell us, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come before me. Now, the list of things that Jonah did not want to do, number one, sitting at the very top of the list of the things that Jonah did not want to do, was preaching at Nineveh. You see, Nineveh was the capital of the Assyrian Empire, and the Assyrians were Israel's greatest enemy. Why? Because they had taken the Israelites into bitter bondage, and they had plundered their land and their possessions. So as far as Jonah was concerned, God couldn't possibly be serious about wanting him to go and evangelize the Assyrians. So Jonah made up his mind that it didn't make any difference to him what God wanted him to do. He was not going to preach in Nineveh. Perhaps you know that when he made that decision, then he went down to the seaport of Joppa, bought passage on a ship that was headed to a city named Tarshish. Now, Tarshish would be in modern-day Spain. He was wanting to go as far away from Nineveh as he could possibly get. He booked passage to get to the other end of the sea. And then while he's on that ship, a big storm comes up. A storm so violent that it threatens to sink the ship. And when the crew discerns that it was Jonah, the one who was causing the storm, they throw him into the sea. And as soon as Jonah hit the water, the storm stopped. Now, there are not many things in this world that I'm sure about, but here's one of them. When you make up your mind that you are not going to do what God wants you to do, when you take your life into your own hands and you decide to ignore God's will and instead to do your will, and then you find yourself in a terrible storm, and then you find yourself being thrown overboard by your buddies, thrown overboard to your certain death, and then all of a sudden you find yourself being swallowed by a great big fish, when all that happens to you, you are in a hard spot. Now, here's my first point, friends. Hard spots do not happen by accident. They are owned. Hard spots don't happen by accident. They are owned. And as I see it, if you're in a hard spot right now, there are three possibilities for how you got there. The first one is that somebody made that hard spot for you. Sad as it is to say, there are folks today who relish the idea of causing mayhem and confusion in the lives of others. And social media has made it so easy for them to do it. They just get on there and type whatever they want to. Truth is not relative at all. They put it out there. And the idea is to tear you down, and somehow or another they make themselves feel like that they're somehow better than you. And then once they've thrown you under the bus, they don't feel one bit of remorse, not one. So sometimes you're in a hard spot because somebody else caused it for you. But other times you're in the hard spot because you caused it for yourself. You know, when I look back at the hard spots that I've been in over my life, I'd like to be able to blame somebody else for it. But if I'm honest and I look closely at it, I can see my fingerprints all over the mess that I'm in. Jonah was where Jonah was because Jonah made some decisions for Jonah. You are where you are today because you have made some decisions for you. I am where I am today because I have made some decisions for me. And that means that I've got to hold myself accountable. Because if I'm in a hard spot, most likely I have made it for myself. There's a third way you find yourself in a hard spot, and that's that God made the hard spot for you. The 17th verse of our text for today says this. It says, but the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah. See that? The Lord provided. The Lord prepared. That tells me that what Jonah was experiencing was at the Lord's direction. It didn't happen by chance. Before Jonah got to Joppa, before he got on the boat, before the storm came up, before he was thrown overboard, before he was swallowed by that great fish, the Lord was in charge. He had put that great fish in the right place at the right time to catch Jonah as soon as he hit that water. God was in charge of that hot spot. In fact, God was in charge of the ship. He was in charge of the storm. He was in charge of Jonah. He was in charge of the whale, or the big fish, not a whale. And indeed, God was in charge of Jonah. Friends, being in a hard spot does not mean that the world is coming to an end. It just means that God has taken charge of you, and he's taken charge of the hard spot that you are in. And all you need to know is that he who made the hard spot is both willing and able to get you out of it. As I read our text for today, I see in it a three-step process for handling life's hard spots. Three-step process for handling life's hard spots. In the seventh verse of the second chapter, Jonah said, "When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose up to you, to your holy temple." Now, the clear implication of this verse is that the first step Jonah took to get out of his hard spot was to remember the Lord. See, friends, the reason that you're in the hard spot you're in is that somehow or another, somewhere along the line, you forgot the Lord. Jonah thought that he could do whatever he wanted to do. Why? Because he had forgotten the Lord. Friends, the only reason you have what you have is because the Lord gave it to you. The only reason you're not where you once were is because the Lord made a way for you. The only reason you've achieved what you've achieved is because the Lord opened some doors for you. When Jonah thought that nothing else could be done, when he's inside that great fish and his head's all wrapped in seaweed and the fish is going deeper and deeper and deeper, and he sees that his end for his life is about to happen. When that happened, what happened? He remembered the Lord. He remembered to trust in the Lord with his whole heart and not to lean on his own understanding. Why was he where he was? He had leaned on his own understanding. He was not trusting the Lord. "I'm not going to do what God wants to do. I want to do what I want to do." He had forgotten the Lord. When he's there inside that fish going deeper and deeper and deeper, he remembered something. He remembered that the Lord is good. He's good. God wanted him to go to Nineveh because there was some good in there for Jonah as well as the people. He remembered that the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. He had forgotten the Lord. When he sees the end might be near, he begins to remember the Lord. And then while he's there inside that great fish, Jonah not only remembered the Lord, but he prayed. He prayed. Friends, the secret to handling your hard spot always involves prayer. You see, the first thing you got to do to get out of your hard spot is to cleanse yourself. Prayer does that. First thing you got to do is to cleanse yourself of everything that's keeping you from being who God wants you to be. Cleanse yourself of everything that is keeping you from doing what God created you to do. And in most cases, friends, that means cleansing yourself of some of your habits. It means cleansing yourself of some of your friends. There's power in prayer. The Apostle James tells us the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and it's effective. Notice, too, that Jonah prayed when he was in the fish. Folks, you don't have to go to church to pray. If you've got a situation at work, pray at your place of business. If you've got troubles at home, pray at home. If you've got a problem in your neighborhood, don't gossip about your neighbors. Walk the streets and pray for them. St. Paul tells us that we're supposed to be praying continuously. Jonah's in a hard spot. He needed to get out of the hard spot. The first thing he did, he remembered the Lord. And then he prayed. And then the third step was to thank the Lord. Doesn't make sense, does it? To thank the Lord in the midst of your hard spot. But that's what he did there in the belly of the whale. The ninth verse tells us, but I with a song of thanksgiving will sacrifice to you. Now with those words, I hear Jonah saying it in essence, Lord, I don't know why I'm here in this fish. But I know that you know. And I know that you want more for me than I could possibly want for myself. I know that you're sovereign over the whole thing. You got me into it and you can get me out of it. So I'm just going to say thank you. I don't know what you're up to, but I'm going to thank you for whatever it is that you're up to, because you have got my best interests in mind. Friends, when you're in a hard spot, before you give up, thank the Lord. If for nothing else, thank him because it could always be worse than it is. Why? Because God is not dealing with you in the way that your sins deserve. So if, like Moses, you find yourself standing before the Red Sea and Pharaoh's chariots come up hard behind you, say thank you. If, like Joseph, your brothers have thrown you into a pit and left you for dead, while you're down there in the dark, say thank you. If, like Job, you've lost everything, while you're sitting there on that pile of ashes that remain from everything you've lost, thank the Lord. In your financial mess, say thank you. In your medical mess, say thank you. In your marital mess, say thank you, Lord. When your world's turned upside down, say thank you. When death's on your doorstep, say thank you, Lord. Doesn't make sense, does it? To thank the Lord in the midst of your hard spot. But friends, hard spots are going to come your way. God is sovereign over everything. He's sovereign over your hard spot. He's sovereign over you. And he who got you into it can get you out of it. When those hard spots come, don't wring your hands. Don't do that. Handle your hard spots. Handle them appropriately. Remember the Lord. Remember him. Turn to the Lord in prayer and then thank the Lord. Remember, you are God's children. You're God's children, and he loves you. Back to the text for just a second. Listen again to what Jonah says. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, in my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave, I called for help, and he listened to my cry. Heavenly Father, we find ourselves in hard spots all the time, and we'd like to blame other folks, but our hands are not clean when we find ourselves in them. But seldom do we realize that a hard spot could be caused because you love us just so much that you put us in a hard spot so you can get our attention, so that we'll remember you. We'll come to you with prayers and thanksgivings. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to us in the midst of the fish we find ourselves in, and be our deliverer as you were for Jonah. In your name we do pray it, Lord. Amen and amen.